Beijing accuses the U.S. of political manipulation as President Trump throws another log on the simmering trade spat. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. President Trump's executive order banning U.S. transactions connected to Chinese apps TikTok and WeChat sent investors in Asia scrambling today. Shares of WeChat parent Tencent, China's second most valuable public company, had been trading near record highs. It dropped as much as 10% in Hong Kong today before recovering slightly before the close. The U.S. president said he had to take aggressive action to protect America's national security, though these moves, which are due to come into effect in 45 days, experts say will greatly escalate tensions between the world's two biggest economies. The BBC's Karishma Vaswani explains how the companies involved have responded.
We've had a pretty strong statement, Victoria, from TikTok. The statement basically says that they were shocked by the recent executive order, which TikTok says it believes was issued without any due process. The statement goes on to talk about how the company has been in negotiations and discussions with the U.S. government for nearly a year to try and come to some kind of solution to address the concerns that the U.S. government had. But according to the statement from TikTok, they say that they encountered an administration that paid no attention to facts, dictated terms of an agreement without going through standard legal processes, and tried to insert itself into negotiations between private businesses. I mean, you know, this is pretty strong stuff, Victoria. Really coming across from the company that it feels it's been unfairly treated.
But the statement we've heard from Tencent is far less detailed, isn't it?
Yeah, Tencent has come out with a one-line statement basically saying that it's evaluating what the executive order means for its operations in the United States.
Now, Tencent is one of China's biggest companies, as you said. So why has the U.S. chosen it as a target? And what does this ratcheting up of tensions, what could it mean for the company?
It's not entirely clear yet. There were some concerns from investors, certainly. You saw the reaction on the stock markets this morning when the executive order was first announced. We saw Tencent shares in Hong Kong fall almost 10%. They've recovered at the end of the day. But certainly the fear was that its operations, mainly video game operations in the United States, would be affected. It's not clear from the executive order whether that will happen, but certainly the instant messaging app WeChat is something that is likely to be targeted. And I think it also shows the escalation of the Trump administration on Chinese companies beyond TikTok. You know, this had always been just about TikTok and its popularity amongst U.S. users and the allegations by the Trump administration that it was doing something nefarious with the data that it was collecting, something that TikTok denies. But actually, WeChat, which is a very popular instant messaging app by Tencent, isn't that popular in the United States. It's used mainly in China and by some members of the Chinese diaspora. So I think this just underlines how clearly the Trump administration is going after Chinese companies that are operating in the United States, whether or not they have a big presence there.
The BBC's Karishma Vaswani, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you, Victoria.
Well, those trade tensions are weighing on global markets today. Hong Kong's Hang Seng fell 1.6%, while the Shanghai Composite Index closed down nearly 1%. Germany's DAX has reversed its early gains despite fresh data showing exports jumped more than 14% in June. To Greece now, where the government says its islands are open for business this summer. The BBC's Greg McKenzie explores how the dominant tourism economy is weathering the coronavirus pandemic.
Sun, sea, and coronavirus. August in Greece is normally the busiest month for summer holidays. But in Zante, visitor numbers are down by 80%.
We shut down everything to be safe.
Ruby runs a number of businesses on the island.
All we want is to stay open. It's nice when people come on holiday, see everything open, not closed, not only one shop, but most of the places open. And all we want is for our government to give us a bit of help, cut down a bit of taxes and make easier payments for us so we can stay open until the end of the season and welcome our new tourists for next year.
Greece has managed to avoid a large outbreak of coronavirus. There are just 7 reported COVID cases on the island of Zante and more than 4,000 for the whole of Greece. These tourists say they're not worried about any potential risks.
We've been to Greece before and we feel safe. Yeah. We're just happy to be on the beach and the weather. Yeah. it's been pretty chilled out here. They take it very seriously. So, you know, the social distancing is still in place, and especially at the nightlife. But things are functioning pretty normal out here, so it's good.
This weekend, Gemfest was due to take place here in Zante. It's a large dance music event. 4,000 tickets have already been sold. But the Greek government have just imposed a ban on all live music events until the end of the month due to a surge in COVID cases on other Greek islands. The festival's founder, Giorgio Sugia, says it's still going ahead, but in a much smaller capacity.
This year, I think the Gemfest will be the one festival in the world which was not cancelled. It's not happening like a festival, yes, but it's not cancelled.
Greece has worked hard to adapt its tourism offering in an age of infection. For the time being, at least, this seems to be paying off, even as a second wave of infections threatens other European destinations.
The BBC's Greg McKenzie reporting there. Finally, countries have been sending aid to Lebanon to help it deal with the aftermath of Tuesday's chemical blast. The UN has released $9 million, while the World Food Programme plans to supply wheat flour and grains after the country's only port-based grain store was destroyed. In London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.